This is Temedon, the second World Heritage Site on our walk. Before anything else, this is a tomb. It is a burial place before it is an attraction. Please keep that in mind as you go in. Visit quietly, and do not enter the areas that are closed off, including the burial chambers themselves. It is said to have been built in 1501 by King Shoshin to re-enter his father, King Shouen. The kings of the Second Shou dynasty have rested here ever since. Let me tell you briefly who they were. Around 1469, a man named Kanemaru took the throne after a coup and took the name Shouen. He had been born into a farming family on Aizina, a small island to the north. He rose through the offices of the royal government and ended up king. It is the greatest rise in Ryukyuan history. The dynasty he founded lasted until 1879. About 400 years. Those are the kings in front of you. His son was Shoshin. Shoshin reigned from 1477 to 1526, and that reign is remembered as the golden age of the kingdom. In roughly 50 years, he brought the regional lords to live in Shuri and centralized the state. He also built this mausoleum, founded the great temple by the pond, and laid out the royal road, whose stones we will walk on shortly. So here is a useful rule of thumb. Most of what you come to Shuri to see dates from the reign of Shoshin. Now look at the structure. Three great stone chambers stand side by side. As stone architecture, it is among the largest in the country. Each chamber had a purpose. The middle one held the body before the bones were washed. After the washing, the king and queen were placed in the east chamber and other members of the royal family in the west. Lay the dead to rest, wash the bones and inter them again. That is an Okinawan funeral custom, built here in stone, at the scale of a royal house. In the year 2000, this became part of the World Heritage listing. Nine sites across Okinawa were inscribed together, including castle ruins elsewhere on the island. Temadun is one of the nine. And in 2018, it became the first building in Okinawa to be designated a national treasure. The place was badly damaged in the Battle of Okinawa and restored afterwards. Traces of that damage and repair are explained in the exhibition room at the entrance. A tip on visiting. Stop at that exhibition room first, before you walk out into the tomb yard. Once you understand how the chambers were used, what you are looking at changes completely. And then, in the yard itself, the quiet is the point here. Most sightseeing rewards you with liveliness. This place rewards you with the opposite. Stand still for a moment without making a sound. One last thing that connects this tomb to today. Okinawa has a spring festival called Shimi, when families gather at the graves of their ancestors. It is still part of the year here. It began with the royal family. At this mausoleum. A royal custom became a family custom across the islands, and it is still going today. Which means this is not really a ruin. We have now seen all three of Shuri's World Heritage Sites, the Stone Gate, the castle remains, and this mausoleum. From here, the walk changes character. We leave the places built for kings and go down a road where people have lived.